We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank y'all. Mike Perlstein joins us now, WWL TV investigative reporter. When it comes to the ineptitude of City Hall, and I know Mike, you're a reporter. I don't want to get you into the opinion business here or anything, but boy, when you look at the way this was handled, they have question marks from the beginning. Am I wrong?
Well, this one is a doozy. No matter how you look at it, just on the objective facts that they hired this gentleman named Keyshawn Webster.
Let's start at the beginning, Mike. I guess we should do that so sure. You can tell people the story of what we're talking about.
Well, Keyshawn Webster had previously been known as the CEO, director, and founder of Operation Reach, which he built up over the course of more than a decade, educational program for youth. The theory of it was quite good, and he was very successful in the early stages. But then as it raked in some very, very large Teach for America federal grants, the nonprofit got flagged for fraud, including major fraud by Keyshawn Webster himself, large and extravagant expenditures, and $1 million unaccounted for, nearly $1 million unaccounted for. That red flag would usually be enough to follow somebody's career, but in the Keyshawn Webster's case, he nevertheless got hired to be the director of the juvenile jail, known as Juvenile Justice Intervention Center, JJIC. And from all the accounts, and I did a multi-part series called Juvenile Crime Behind the Bars, in which former and current employees just blasted Keyshawn Webster's leadership or lack of leadership, I should say, because of rampant absenteeism, abuse of employees, belittling them. It got so bad that, as we have now come to find out, the juvenile jail is only, less than 50% staff for so many people quitting, leaving, departing, fired by Webster. I was able to get my hands on a document showing that somehow, never heard of this before, City Hall granted Webster some kind of permission to work on his other business, which is an insurance company in Kenner. So at a time when juvenile crime is one of the leading edges of our overall crime problem, Keyshawn Webster, upon being named director, got permission from the city to work up to 5 hours a week on a completely unrelated and apparently, pretty successful insurance business. Now, employees say he was absent for weeks at a time, not just the 5 hours per week. Now, on top of that, once again, we know that on January 12th, there was an escape of four employees that would seem to be, among the worst situations that he presided over in his tenure there. But my more recent story aired just last week was that the city had prepared his letter of termination. The city hall, the mayor, the CAO had seen enough that they were ready to fire Keyshawn Webster. Somehow, after the escape, they decided not to deliver the letter. And he remained on for another couple of months, as you might recall, until he took leave, a Family Medical Leave Act, and was seen all over town, even celebrating his departure from the JJIC. And under the Medical Leave Act, he continued to get paid his $143,000 a year salary up until, and this was maybe the icing of a bad cake. He popped up at the jail on Susan Hudson's inauguration and first couple weeks on the job as the new sheriff. Nobody has explained. City Hall has not explained why they never delivered the letter, much less what were the steps, the grievances that led to them to fire him, which is rare. As you know, Tommy, in positions of executive power especially, people are allowed to resign, to save face, to continue their career, presumably. But in this case, they absolutely flat out wrote a letter firing him, just never delivered. So that's what we're looking at in the case of the curious case of Keyshawn Webster. No explanations from City Hall on either why, A, they were firing him, and B, why they ultimately did not deliver the letter. And then finally, no word from Susan Hudson or the sheriff's office on why they saw fit to bring him in to run meetings and walk around the jail calling himself a chief in those first couple of weeks.
Is he on the payroll now of the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, Mike? Do you know?
Okay, so he's not physically present.
Well, he wasn't present at the other job either, right?
Well, yeah, he was gross absenteeism there. And you will soon, presumably, if the Inspector General's monthly reports keep including a line of ongoing investigations, including trying to get the electronic records, the JJIC, to determine just how often he was not there. But by all accounts, the one and only statement we ever got from the sheriff's office is that he was helping Susan Hudson, a friend, in her transition. And beyond that, we've asked multiple different ways, asked nicely, asked a record request, gone to the attorneys, and complete radio silence from the sheriff's office on what he was doing there, what his duties were, did he get paid, is he still there, and we've received absolutely nothing from the sheriff, who ran on a platform of transparency.
$143,000 a year, $21,000 in benefits, right? After he, with the family leave thing, is that right? Accrued sick time,
right,
and vacation?
He continued to collect whatever he had in leave time and sick time, vacation time. He continued to collect that after the leave. All of this could have cost the city zero had they delivered the letter they were all set to deliver on the day those four juveniles escaped and promptly carjacked a woman in the neighborhood.
The city has never explained why the letter was not delivered?
Never explained. Mm. And I've been working on this for the better part of several weeks, so I was able to go back multiple times and reframe my question, pose it as a public record request, and I've heard and seen nothing from either the city or Sheriff Susan Hudson.
Let me go back to the beginning of this story with Keyshawn Webster. The name of the organization he ran was what?
Operation Reach.
And he received how much in grants and federal grants?
Well, it got to be, up into the millions of dollars of federal grants by the parent, organization of Teach for America. Mm-hmm. And to give some credit where credit is due, in the early stages it was successful, and he sought to expand the model, and he tapped into this, pretty lucrative assembly line of grants offered through the Teach for America program, and he ended up receiving, I think it was just over $900,000 when it went through a routine audit. You get that much money through a federal agency, and all kinds of both accounting problems, lack of reporting problems, and then extravagant personal expenditures by Webster. And again, that was quite public. The Lens published articles in 2012, going all the way back to 2012, that are, easily discovered by anyone doing a background check to hire somebody. You just punch his name into Google, and those were pretty prominent articles by Jessica Williams, now you know, deputy investigative editor over at NOLA.com, you know, The Advocate, not hard to find some missteps and possibly fraud by Keyshawn Webster. In fact, it was so bad, they pulled the grants and Operation Reach crashed and burned.
Is this anything the Justice Department would have interest in, as far as you know?
Well, that was back in 2012, and it was, you know, handled in a way through the audit to eliminate the grants he was receiving. That was enough. That became his primary means of funding, and that, I think, was the punishment, that the grant granting agency dropped him from the program. He received no more money, and his Operation Reach, which was, once again, at one point successful and had, I guess he, you know, played it clean, would have thrived and grown and continued to get these grants. Instead, they pulled the plug. It collapsed under its own weight. And mind you, I didn't even go into yet another business, not a nonprofit, but a business that Keyshawn Webster created selling specialty cupcakes, which also collapsed amid, I guess, poor sales and mismanagement. So his track record going into this job with the city was not good.
So with that resume, Mike, if I might jump in for a second, with that resume, the city deemed him so valuable to run the Juvenile Justice Intervention Center that they said, you know what, we're going to pay you $143,000, but we think you're so qualified, we're going to let you take some time off to devote to your private business, which is non-traditional, to say the least. Is that accurate?
Well, so many of the elements of Keyshawn Webster's employment with the city are unique, perhaps one of a kind, which is an outside employment agreement to work up to 5 hours a week. Once again, at a point when we all know that the juvenile jail was a hotbed of all kinds of problems and issues and, you know, understaffed, difficult, and they were actually expanding, adding a wing, new bed. You would think that would require someone's full-time attention. But in the midst of that, they granted this guy quietly and secretly, never announced, we got it through a public record request, this waiver to work his outside business, not next door, not even in Orleans Parish, but in Kenner.
Then you decide to fire him, but you don't deliver the letter.
And that's perhaps the most head-scratching at this point, since we know the existence of the letter. It was on behalf of the mayor, written by the CAO, Gilbert Montano. And of course, it was, you know, worded the way the kind of soft release, you know, thank you, we appreciate your service, but we're going in a different direction type of language. And yet, he remained on for another full 2 months at that $143,000 a year salary, even arguably presiding over a even worse mishap than whatever led them to craft the letter in the first place. He then presides over an escape. Now, somehow, with the escape on the January 12th, the letter drafted and dated January 13th, somewhere between the escape and what had been clearly, you know, some weeks or months of his behavior leading them to fire him, they decided not to deliver the letter. However, it was written, and it made it into an employment file, thankfully, that the public got to see this through my public record request.
And to wrap it all up, with that on his resume, Orleans Parish Criminal Sheriff Susan Hudson thought, this is the guy I need to help me get things going at OPSO, right?
Yeah. Once again, you would think the accumulated baggage of Keyshawn Webster, fraud at the nonprofit Operation Reach, clearly presided over a situation that went bad from worse at the juvenile jail, that Susan Hudson, with plenty of goodwill and won that election over the incumbent Marlon Guzman pretty handily. And you would think that, you know, with a fresh new start and promises of transparency and accountability to the public, that she might just pass on Keyshawn Webster, who, again, the one statement we did get in that first week, when we had pictures and accounts of Keyshawn Webster running meetings for her, that, you know, she might go a different direction. But somehow they had a relationship, and it's not like, you know, Webster doesn't have professional credentials. He was the director of the juvenile jail. It's just that the credentials, for the most part, show lapses and failures and absenteeism and all kinds of, you know, votes of no confidence. I will say that my series, the original first two parts of my series, which had a bunch of people from current former employees of JDIC laying out the problems with Keyshawn Webster. So somewhere in that, she did decide that a couple weeks of him running meetings at her jail, you know, was enough. He apparently has not physically been there, has not stayed on, although we have no records of if he was paid, if so, how he was paid, if there's any role whatsoever. I will note that they did say he would help Susan Hudson's friend, Keyshawn Webster, help with the transition. Yet, we finally get the transition documents, a report on, you know, I guess, her game plan for reforming the jail. Keyshawn Webster doesn't appear anywhere in there. Mm-hmm. She was part of a transition. It was pretty invisible in the public, the documents that have been made public so far.
Mike, I know you're going to stay on this. Thank you and everybody over at WWL for the work you do. I know you're working on it. I know you're like a dog with a pork chop. You're not letting this go. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
People will be shocked at the full picture, and there is more to come.
And I want you to come back when it happens. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
You bet. Mike Pearlstein, WWL-TV investigative reporter. A quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with our friend Dr. Judy Ho and try to make some sense of all of this nonsense. We'll be back, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.